Condition to deteriorate and wonder if you might ever regain the energy you once had? Do you watch a child playing and feel a tug in your soul that makes you ask, what happened to that part of me? How did that innocent exuberance disappear? Have you lost the joy of your salvation? Hey, do you want to mount up like an eagle and soar once again? I wonder, when did we stop living life and start letting life happen to us? Sometimes busyness drains the lifeblood from our souls. Sometimes we disconnect from the creator of life, and that marks the beginning of mediocrity. I refuse to stop living. At my funeral, I want to hear these words. Whoa, I saw him move. He's alive. You see, I too lurched through life like a zombie. I developed a successful career and was rounding third base toward home plate. But instead of living, I think I decided to hang on to what I had. I slid before I got to home. Then I lay down waiting for what? The innovative, successful track I had followed became a rut and now threatened to become a grave. Then I began to examine the stakes that God had placed at strategic times along the way, and I began the journey I share in these pages. Today at 65, my life is as fulfilling, exciting, and rewarding as any time I can remember. I am more physically fit and spiritually alive than when I was 35. I hope that sharing this story will help you recognize the stakes that God has driven in your life that can lead you to live fully alive. Lead you to examine the status of your life and give you the opportunity to sing again, lustily, loudly, and with childlike abandon, so the whole world will hear. Evidently, I'm not the only one who wants to live fully alive. It starts at the beginning of life. When my first daughter was born, she was blue and still. That room was eerily quiet and strangely peaceful. When the doctors exploded into action, they vigorously rubbed her tiny body with towels and ventilated her with pure oxygen. Suddenly, her face flushed a brilliant red and she began to scream, her arms and legs flying in every direction. It was no longer quiet. You couldn't call it peaceful. There was pain, chaos, blood, exhaustion, and joyful exhilaration. She was alive. In the song, I Want to Feel Something, Trace Adkins sings of a yearning for something that moves me, that proves to me I'm still alive. A powerful line in Switchfoot's song, Awakening, says, I want to know my heart is still beating. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul weighed in on the matter of living fully alive. He expressed his desire to live to the greatest...